Joy from the Montgomery area.
There's Joy! Joy!
Hi, my name is Joy. I'm an addict. God knows I am. Okay, so when I saw this title, right, it says, "Why is it I can quote the literature so well but can't apply any of the principles to my life?" I was like, oh, hell no, that shit ain't me. Right? My life is perfect. You know what I'm saying? I got 10 and a half years. I don't do shit wrong no more. You know what I'm saying? And then I had to stop and think, like, really? Everything in this program fits me. Every character defect, everything that you do, I have done, or I'm getting ready to do, right? But I know that if I can't accept, like, if I can't say that, right, if I can't say I am, you know, I shot dope. You know what I'm saying? I was in the back alley shooting dope, and I did not care what I had to do to get it. Not at all. I would hurt you in a minute, and I had no memory of the pain that I caused you. I could not stop using, and I did not want to. I became completely comfortable, miserable. As long as I could walk, it was on. I had a plan every day, and my plan involved taking something from you. You hear what I'm saying? And when I came in here, I didn't drop all that immediately. I didn't. I couldn't. I didn't know how to live. I was so angry when I came in here and so hurt. I was so dead inside. I forgot how to be afraid. You know, I came in here and I started to remember I had a family. I had kids. You know, I had been hurt. I had been beat the fuck down. And I was in pain. But I used anger for so long to mask that, to mask all the stuff that I had to do to use, just to stay out there. You know, I lived in a world that I didn't belong in at all. And didn't really accept me, but I fought to keep my reputation. You know, I would have died out there if it wasn't for this program. But see, part of the program for me has been submission. Submission to ideas that I didn't really buy into at first. You know, I didn't want to be no addict at all. I didn't want to have no problem. I just wanted drugs to be the problem and then I'd be all right. You know what I'm saying? So once the drugs were gone, I could just move on from you, from this, from my memory, from everything. Just move the fuck on. It'd be like a phase. You know what I'm saying? That was just a phase in my life. But I had to remember that I was fucked up before I started using. You know, I was isolated. I didn't talk to nobody. Then I started reading magazines about pretty women and doing my eyes and my nails and shit. And all of a sudden I came out, you know, and I left my mother's house and said, "You've taught me enough. Maybe I need to go get a pimp or a drug dealer to teach me some more." And that's what I did. I went out there on the street and found all kinds of teachers. They'll teach you anything you'd like to know. And then I became a teacher. And I took your shit. And I said, "You taught me the game. Don't be mad at me." And that was my mantra. If I hurt you, it's because you hurt me first. Right? So then when I came in here and they said, "You have to say that you are powerless," I said, "Fuck you. I got power." Right? That's how my mind thought, because that's what I had to believe to use. I had to believe that I could do something to you and you could not hurt me. That's the only way that I could do it. So submission became difficult, you know, and every step of the way I have learned about submission for different types of my character defects. You hear what I'm saying? I didn't know that I was jealous. I always said, "Fuck you, I can get what you got, bitch." And that was it. "You in my way, I will make you move." And I did not care. And I could do it. You know, that's how I had to think. And to me, this has all been like changing the way I think. That's why I'm being honest with you and using words that I don't use anymore, like bitch. I will never call a woman a bitch again. I am you. And if I do that, then I know that you're going to call me one too. And you might still, right? But I won't. Not ever. I will always fight for you because I need you to fight for me. And if I don't act like I'm included, right? I don't act like, You know, sometimes I might tell you to do some shit that I can't do yet. Right? Sometimes I might use this program as a weapon instead of a tool. You know, and count on you to use your program because I can't use mine. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this topic has shown me is that, okay, fine. You know, I've been working on my job for a long time. I get respect in the community. You know, I just became a grandmother, a title that I never thought that I would get, deserve, or see. You know what I'm saying? I really thought that I would die high and a long time ago. You know, I know that this is all gravy for me. This is all borrowed time because I did everything that I could to kill myself. And there was something else that decided that I needed to be here right now to say this to you, to save somebody, and maybe that somebody is me. You know what I'm saying? Maybe just for today, what I'm saying is only going to save my life. But I never even had that opportunity before. I was always so caught up in the grip of something that was controlling me. Besides something like this, a program, where not only can I get this kind of topic and immediately be like, oh, hell no, somebody's trying to take my inventory. I ain't gonna let that happen. You know, they said, okay, well, just share your story then. But somebody said to me yesterday, there's divine intervention in everything that happens. Right, there is a divine intervention, and it causes me to have to reflect. You are required to reflect and to change, to grow, and stay in this program. Stay on your course. Stay in your lane and in your square. Right, when I first started doing my step work with my sponsor, she said that if I needed to, the book says it too, the step working guide says if you need to change some of the words so that you can answer the questions honestly, then do that. Right, because we have to become free. You know, fuck what you think. I got to get free of this disease, at least for today. And if I can't let go of my past, then I cannot move forward at all. I can't do it. And so when I saw this title, it says, why is it that I can quote the literature so well, but can't apply any of the principles to my life? And what I thought was that this is kind of a defeatist title, right? I always say I can't. I always say I'm ugly, you guys don't like me, I have done too much, I have caused too much pain, I am not worthy, right? But our book doesn't say that. Our book says that we cannot consistently make good decisions, right? So maybe the title should have been, but I can't consistently apply any of the principles to my life. Maybe they just missed a word. I would like to believe that they're not judging me because I can't afford to judge them, right? I do have it in me to say, oh, she ain't no shit. She ain't, she's not doing what she says to do, you know? I can sit in a meeting just like anyone else and listen to the speaker and tear that shit apart, right? And think I know more than they do because I learned that shit better than they did. My sponsor's better. My set work was harder. My bottom was lower. My shovel is bigger. You know what I'm saying? But in the end, I have to say, like, what about me? Where's the mirror? You know, am I really looking at my own behavior? And for real, when I say, like, I have sponsees and I give them suggestions all the time, but I know and they know that that's not a fucking suggestion because I really care about saving their life. But I can't take that responsibility on, right? I can't tell you how to do this. I can only tell you how I did it. And this shit has been hard as shit for me. It has been hard. I can't say that, you know, when I came in here, it was all bright and cheery. I did a New York nod for a long time at the Reeves Center, almost fell over many times. But you guys held me up. You know what I'm saying? You said keep coming back, even when my conflict inside was so strong that I would go shoot dope and come to a meeting. And I did not care what you thought of me. You know why? Because I didn't care what I thought of myself. But there was something inside of me that wanted to be clean so bad that I would risk embarrassment, you know, being exiled from people that didn't want shit to do with somebody that was still using, but was so desperate to come in here that I just needed somebody to say, please keep coming back, even though you might be funky. You don't have to take a shower, just stop using. Please stop using and come in here. And the first time I came into a meeting, right, I had only done a little bit of stuff, right? And so they said, maybe you're not an addict. I said, shit, okay, see you. I wish they hadn't said that, because maybe I could have saved myself that 20 years of shooting dope and getting my ass beat from left to right. But I was too hard-headed. You know, I needed to be beat down to the point where I could hear you say something that made some sense to me. I didn't talk for a long time. I listened to stories. I didn't believe them all at first. You know, I said, wait a minute. They cannot be happy and not doing. How do you live past using? How do I live past my own way of thinking? You know, because I thought that I wake up every day and go get high. What do I do with all that time if I'm not using? How am I going to separate from the only thing that I really could understand, that I really could do well? You know what I'm saying? How do I separate myself from my own disease that's living inside of me and wants to fucking kill me? You want me to speak louder? I have never heard somebody say that to me. So now I can tell you that I've done some step work. I have some women in my life. I am an advocate for everything that I know about women. I believe in single mothers, single fathers too. I will do anything to help you because I know the struggle. I do. But I have done step work in here. I have had to look in the mirror. You know, I live my life every day like I am working on something, right? But I got secrets. The book says we live a secret life. I don't want to tell you guys that I don't want to talk to you, that I would rather be home, locked in my new life, than in here at all ever. I still want it to be a phase. Could you please take this disease away from me? I don't want it. And sometimes I don't want to do the work that I have to do to stay here. And so every time I do that, I get this kind of topic. Something happens in my life that says, you really need to take a look at your behavior. You really need to take a second look, because if you take the risk, and believe me, it's a risk for me, because I'm not that far away. You know, I live right now where in the neighborhood that I used to live in, right? And there was a dealer that was right across the street from me. And I just saw him the other day. Hey, Joy, how you doing? You looking so good. I said, let me remind you of who I am. You keep fucking with me here, I'll take everything you got. I will, and I promise you that. Because I am not, once I start using, I am not removed from who I was at that moment when I left. I'm not. And sometimes you need to speak loud and clear to your disease, whether it comes in another person or my own thinking. I need to say it loud and clear. I will fuck you up. I'm telling you. I might not look like that, right? I don't look like that, and I know it. And I use that against you. Like I use everything, I use that too. Your perception of me was one of my biggest assets out there. Don't be scared of me. I can't do nothing. Man, please. If I got it in my mind, it'll happen. And that's the way it was for me. That's the way I know that I'm this close. And you know what's in the middle right here? You. You and this program and my God that puts me up here and says, look at your behavior. Please don't go back out there and use, because you will not survive. You cannot. I hear a lot of people say, like, Joy, you don't quote the literature. You don't even remember it. And I can't do that. I can't do that, tell you what page it's on, right? But this program has gotten into my spirit. You know what I'm saying? And when I respond, like, in defiance, like I always do, fuck that shit. You know, the second response, you know, I still have that initial diseased, instinctive response of fuck you and fuck that. But now I have a second one, right? I have a second one that sits in, like, sits there waiting for me to do that and then goes, okay, hello? Do you hear me? You know, everything is not against you, trying to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? This is not an attack on you. This isn't a request of you. You know what I'm saying? You have a message. I have had a hard life. And I am here to tell you that no matter what, I have stayed clean. I have stayed clean. I love this program. I don't necessarily always love doing step work, but not because it's work. It's so painful to go back and look at all the things that I have done, all the people that I have hurt, and all the chances that I have taken with my life. You know, it's a risk to come in here and tell you all of this because I think, you know, they're not going to like me. They're going to use it against me. I've had that happen. But you know what? I have a God today. I have a higher power that says it doesn't matter what anybody says about you. Girl, I love you. And I always got your back. I never had anybody say that to me on the street. You know, if they said I love you, that meant they wanted something from me. And usually if I said that to you, I was about to take your shit. So it wasn't like I was confused. Fair exchange, ain't no robbery, right? But in here, it's different. You know, my higher power says, I love you, baby. I will never hurt you. I will never hit you. I will never cuss you out. I will never, ever leave you. And I always got your back. I never had that out there. Not even my family always had my back. You know, and I can't say that it's a terrible family. It's the lot I was given. You know, the hand I was dealt. It required me to come in here looking for you. I don't know anybody. You know, I have no idea what you've been through. You know, I learned that. I can't say anything to you. You might have been exactly through the same thing I have been through. You might be in as much pain as I have been in, so I can't immediately judge you for your behavior. I cannot do that. There are so many risks that I take now, but that's not one of them. You know, it's not easy to think that when somebody's cussing you out, they're really mad at themselves. It takes a very big person to say, you know what, are you okay? You know, I really do care about what's going on with you. I'm sorry that I pushed a button in you that pissed you off. I might have the same button in me. You know what I'm saying? But this thing, right, this thing that gives me the opportunity to come here, this thing that makes it so, like, I don't know why, what the ingredients are for my recovery. I don't know if it's me and my sponsees coming together to the convention means that I don't get fired next week or that I don't use today. I don't know what it is, right? Does step work and going to a meeting mean I'm going to get a raise or, you know, my daughter's child is going to be born healthy? Like, what are the ingredients for life? You know what I'm saying? I pray and I go to meetings and I talk to my sponsor even though I don't want to. Right? Because I think I'm going to be judged. You know, I think she's not going to hear what I'm saying. It's difficult for me because I came from such a hard place and I know I'm not unique. You know, I didn't grow up trusting women. I have two sisters and I could never trust them. Jealousy ran rampant in my family all the time. My mother was heavy set, so when I would say, do these look cute on me? She'd say, get out of my face. She didn't want to see nothing skinny. At the time, I was skinny. And she didn't want to see any of that. You know what I'm saying? So I grew up being embarrassed about how I looked and not having anyone to talk to. And so I went on the street looking for some answer. Right? And instead, I found that I had a disease. The disease of addiction that was trying to kill me. I have to stay here. You know, I have to say every character defect that is in that book, I have. Right? Because that means that every point of freedom that you have reached, right? Every day clean that you have gotten, right? The 20 years that I have friends that have, I can get that too. All the wonderful things that have happened to you can happen to me. Right? Because I have submitted to the program and I am united with you. Right? I have not separated. I cannot separate from you because I can't get what you have if I do. And I want to stay clean. You know, I want my recovery. He said, I got 5 minutes. You should have gone to the back and put the sign up. You know what I'm saying? 5 minutes. That's okay. They didn't have chairs for us when I came in here either. We got them too, right? She told me sit on the floor. I'm not that humble yet. And I might can't get back up. So I'm saying I love you guys. I love this program. And when you see me isolating, when you see me by myself, please stop me. Say, Joy, you okay? Because I'm probably not. And I need you to say that. You hear what I'm saying? I need you. I love you. I love this program. Thanks for letting me share.